From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. In New York today, hundreds came out to demonstrate for and against the planned construction of an Islamic center and mosque near Ground Zero. NPR's Diane Wall reports both sides waved American flags along with their signs.
Opponents blared Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA from loudspeakers. They say the mosque location is too close to where the World Trade Towers came down on September 11th, 9 years ago. John Green lost a friend on 9/11. He wants the mosque built elsewhere.
I think if they moved it, they would get the respect of more Americans than if they play hardball and want to keep it here on the spot.
Those who support the right to construct the mosque say they believe in tolerance for all groups and that the U.S. Constitution protects freedom of religion. Deborah Maurice is with the New York City Coalition to Stop Islamophobia.
There's been a growing movement of racism and intolerance towards Muslims and Arab Americans, and we're not going to stand for it anymore.
New York police say some protesters came face to face before they were separated, but no injuries were reported. Diane Waugh, NPR News.
The office handling damage claims from Gulf oil spill victims will be open for business tomorrow. Ken Feinberg is heading up the $20 billion compensation fund the government had BP establish. He says his office will only deal with individual and private business claims.
I have no jurisdiction over government claims, state, local, federal, and I have no jurisdiction over the $100 million that is being distributed by BP to moratorium rig workers.
Feinberg says it was his idea, not BP's, to require that anyone who gets a final settlement give up the right to sue the oil company. He also insists payouts from the claims facility will be more generous than those from any court. The president of Chile says 33 miners trapped in a copper and gold mine for 17 days are still alive. The men were trapped when the main access tunnel to the mine collapsed. The BBC's Vanessa Bushlana has more.
It has been an agonizing wait for the relatives of the 33 men who were trapped in the San Jose mine more than 2 weeks ago. But now they have finally received the news they'd been praying for. The miners managed to send a message to the surface by tying a piece of paper to a probe which had been lowered down. All along, the miners' families had clung to the hope that the men may have reached one of the safety shelters equipped with food, oxygen, and water. But their wait is far from over. Experts say it could take months to dig a tunnel big enough to rescue the men.
The BBC's Vanessa Bushlura reporting. 4 U.S. troops were killed today in Afghanistan. NATO officials say 3 of them died in insurgent attacks in the south and east, and 1 was killed by a homemade bomb in the southern part of the country. Those areas have seen more violence in recent months. This is NPR News. About 100,000 people were evacuated this weekend in northeastern China after torrential rains hit the area and caused severe flooding. At least 4 people died near the port city of Dandong. Rain continued to fall in the region today, which borders North Korea, but the Xinhua News Agency reports water levels are now dropping below flood warning levels. Hip-hop star Wyclef Jean says he will appeal a Haitian government ruling. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, that ruling disqualifies Jean from running for president there.
On his Twitter feed, Wyclef Jean says his lawyers will challenge a decision by the Haitian Elections Board that he's ineligible for the November 28th presidential balloting. "We have met all the requirements set by the laws, and the law must be respected," Jean said in the message. The day before, he'd released a statement saying that he disagreed with the Election Board's ruling but would respect it. The board accepted 19 presidential candidates and rejected 15 others, including Jean. They didn't specify why bids were disqualified or accepted. Jean's candidacy had been challenged on the grounds that he didn't meet a requirement that all candidates have lived in the country for the past 5 years. Jean left Haiti with his parents when he was 9 years old and grew up in the New York area. Jason Bobien, NPR News.
A small plane carrying 4 people, including 3 park rangers, is missing in southwest Alaska. Authorities say a search is underway for the aircraft. Forecasters are keeping an eye on Danielle and Frank. Tropical storm Danielle has formed in the Atlantic, but right now the system is far from land. And then there's tropical storm Frank in the Pacific. There are storm warnings for parts of Mexico's coast today. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.